I just got lucky, I guess, more than anything else. Had great parents, a great upbringing that instilled the right kind of values for me. I mean, I really won the lottery, to be honest with you. You know, I don't think there's any place in the world better to grow up than a farm, and to get kind of those right type of work ethic and morals and values, and try to take a lot of the things that I learned growing up and you know, my family farm, and make it, you know, apply that to my academic career. And obviously, I ended up at A&M for my undergrad, and then did my master's and PhD at Texas Tech, and what I've been able to do in my professional career. So I've been very fortunate that I've had some extraordinary opportunities, and that I had the right kind of background and upbringing to be able to capitalize on those.
So give me your first memories raising livestock as a youth in Western Illinois.
Well, you know, so my dad farms, and we've got commercial cow calf operation. And so when I was a kid, I remember always wanting to go outside with dad, even when there was inclement weather. And of course, you know, it seems like we've got mud 9 months out of the year up there, and you know, snow and rain and everything else. But I can remember going out helping dad feed cows, and then really got big into showing livestock. Obviously the Mercer County Fair, local county fairs around the region there. You know, when we started, the cattle were not very good. By the time I got in high school, we were better. We probably still weren't winning anything big and extraordinary. I've been very blessed that my sister, my older sister, Heather, Heather Rader now, she still lives in Aledo, and my nephews have showed some cattle, and I've been able to help them out in some places, and they've had a tremendous amount of success at the state and national level. But, you know, it probably kind of ignited my passion for science as a student too, like showing cattle, right? Thinking a little bit more about the genetics and like, how do we breed these to make them better? The nutrition side, which is what I did my PhD in. Okay, how can we use nutrition as a vehicle to express cattle's full genetic potential, get them to gain better, get them to look, you know, more the part for the show ring, you know, obviously reproduction involved in that as well. So a lot of that scientific curiosity was ignited as a youth, you know, helping my dad out on the farm, and then showing livestock, that probably kind of set the path that I was on and the trajectory of pursuing livestock judging and coaching standpoint, and coaching at a collegiate level, and then, you know, kind of going to the science route, and using that for a career.